This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's a big deal, but you won't hear it on the news. It's up on Infowars.com. House Republicans pursue perjury charges against Hillary. Congressman pressed DOJ to act on evidence showing Hillary willfully lied during sworn testimony. And Bill Clinton comes out and says it's not true. There was nothing marked classified, so she didn't engage in perjury. She engaged in perjury because she ordered them to remove the classified headings. That and all of it is a crime. Breitbart's S.K. Bannon appointed CEO and Trump campaign shakeup. That's what AP calls it. That's who really wants to try to call the election. The truth is it's an expansion of the campaign. And there's no bad blood. I have confirmed that. They're just bringing on more people that are super media savvy. And this new lady they brought in has already been working on the campaign, and it seems that she is able to keep Trump, for whatever reason he likes her, on message. So that's what's going on. And he also has known Trump for a long, long time. There's another article out here. Hal Bloomberg spun its own poll data to make Hillary Clinton seem inevitable. We've got so much that I'm going to be going over here today. He's going to be in studio next week. I got my wires crossed. Steve Quayle, who I want to get on more and more for commentary, is going to be on the phone with us for an hour. Then we're going to have our reporters pop in who are still up in Wisconsin. They covered the Trump rally. They covered some of the riots and burning and death that went on up there with the whole Justice Department run operation. And Paul Watson will be hosting the fourth hour with some big guests as well from London, England. I want to get to the Michael Moore situation just briefly when we come back, and then we'll go to Steve Quayle because I don't have time in this segment. But it goes to the deception. When you're looking at the news from 6 in the morning until midnight, when you're constantly checking the latest news feeds, you see the patterns. Anybody can, who just barely pays attention. They keep saying his candidacy isn't real. They keep saying he's a fraud. They keep saying Donald Trump is really a Democrat. Donald Trump just wanted to get a better TV deal. And we see this over and over again. Donald Trump is completely for real, and Donald Trump knows his name, his treasure, his credibility is all on the line. It's been estimated, even by CNN, he's lost $200 million from boycotts and losing TV deals and losing his beauty pageants and all of it. Trump decided to really go with his instincts that he's had for 30 years against globalism. And Trump is friends with people like Bannon, who at Breitbart is you know, fighting the New World Order now. And joining Drudge and myself and others in reality. So, believe me, Trump is a ultra-historic figure here. And the reason they're attacking his credibility and saying he's not real, saying that he's lying to everyone, is because they're the fakes, the globalists are. Let me tell you, Donald Trump's for real, folks. Donald Trump's for real. And I don't say this to brag, because the media already knows this, I can say it. I can have a conversation with Donald Trump and then get information to him, and a day later he's on the podium talking about election fraud. Now they're trying to steal it. And now you've got Stanford Research Institute. You've got all these big think tanks. You've got leftist professors saying, yes, they do steal elections. Yes, they're trying to steal it. They've got all these fake polls out, and they've got this unified fraud. Now, notice, in fact, cue this up if we can, from 2 weeks ago when he was on Bill Maher. And he told the truth to his minions, the super leftists. He said, no, Trump's ahead. Trump's going to win. I'm out there across the country with blue-collar folks. He's going to win. We better do something. Just to show his duplicitousness, now he comes out and says, Trump's completely fake. I talked to him. Yeah, yeah. He told me so. You lying sack of evil. You are unbelievable. It's just like when I was on BBC once on this big morning show, and I walk off, and they go, he said during the break it's all fake. And luckily, I'd been rolling video, and it could prove that it wasn't true. I even had video of me confronting the Bilderberg Group member.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, all loose. Sirens in my head. Grab up the silence. All circuits in bed. Can I go? My whole
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Paul Watson takes over in the fourth hour from London, England. We've got Jakari Jackson, Rob Dew, and the rest of our crew still in Milwaukee, the site of civil unrest the last three, four nights. They also covered a Trump event there last night. We're social justice warriors. We're flipping out. That video is on InfoWars.com. We'll be talking to them coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And Gary Haven, as well as Steve Quayle, are going to be in studio with us next Monday in studio. And I'm going to have a film crew with them this weekend as they go around Texas, basically marshaling the troops, warning the people about what's happening, just to give the TV viewers and listeners a microcosm of what other soldiers of liberty are doing now 7 days a week. People like Gary Haven's worth a couple billion dollars, and he is just putting massive amounts of that any way he can to warn the people. And Steve Quayle is working tirelessly, and so many others. And people say, why do you praise Drudge so much? Or why are you praising, you know, Bannon of Breitbart? Because I see how hardcore they're getting. And I see the courage they have. And in a world of cowards, patriots are just larger-than-life heroes. And the globalists hold up basketball players or hockey players as gods, or, you know, Phelps as a god. And I think Phelps is amazing. It's an example of, you know, human determination. He's a, you know, good, clean guy, too. But the point is that that's not who the real role models are for kids. Just 70 years ago, it was inventors, trailblazers, quite frankly, gunfighters. It was the toughest of the tough. It was coal miners. And we have to get back to that. It was the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk. That's what made us so great. Decadent, corrupt nations, historically, become totally obsessed with sports and gambling and mock gambling and mock sports, simulation, fantasy football. The next level with video games and virtual reality and all the rest of it. And then it goes from there into sexual perversion. And then it goes into sexual identity falling apart. This is a cycle that professors have talked about for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Camille Paglia has popularized it in some books she's written about it that are historical and very accurate that I read back when I was a teenager. But the point is it's there. And we are in the middle of the swing into the most decadent, dangerous time this planet's ever seen. Because here's the sad part. It's one thing if the Germans are running around, you know, as transsexuals in the 1920s, and then you get Hitler. It's the war that comes out of it. You see, next comes the collapse, the poverty, the giant wars in the cycle every time. You're like, well, so what if we got people running around in dresses? Quite frankly, as long as you don't try to teach it to my kids or whatever, you want to go off and, you know, think you're a dog or think you're a five-year-old or whatever, that's your issue. We used to call that mental illness. Be free. But the fact is, you're a bellwether, a canary in the coal mine. Now, I want to go to our guest who I'd love to get him on once a week if you can do it, and basically co-host with me and give his analysis on what's happening. And when he's in the studio next week, I want to get partially, you know, into his new film and why the globalists are so obsessed with the occult. But there's an alternate article out by Michael Moore that fits into a larger cosmology, a fake worldview, that Donald Trump's really a Democrat, that Donald Trump is just doing this to become more famous, that Donald Trump wanted a bigger contract with television. And you read this article, it's the definition of slime. They keep saying, he's going to resign, it's all fake. Then they mix into this, I saw it on CNN this morning, something that's true. Trump for a decade has wanted to start his own Fox News, and he's toyed with it. He wants to counter what's going on in this country. They've now had a coup and kicked out Roger Ailes for basically made-up reasons. They admit it's a coup. They're going way globalist, not left, globalist right now. So when you look at this, you have to understand they're creating the perception that he's a liar. He's not for real. He doesn't mean what he says. And again, you can go watch the footage of when I was on that big Sunday morning show. It's the biggest in the country. I forget the name of it. McBreen knows the name because he did a little short piece about it. And I'm there like 4 years ago to cover Bilderberg. And I go in and I start saying, hey, they're attacking us. There is a world government. Fluoride in the water is hurting you. Don't laugh at this. And then they cut to go to commercial and kick me off the set. And I start videotaping so I can put it on YouTube because the Bilderberg group members coming in. The chancellor of the exchequer was coming in. That's the, you know, head of their treasury. Bilderberg group member. He was meeting that night just an hour away in Watford at the Bilderberg meeting. And it was admitted. So I start interviewing him as he walks in. I walk out in the hall. They say, get out of the building, throw us out. We walk across to a pizza place with Wi-Fi. We order lunch. And we start getting tweets and comments. And then we see the video on YouTube an hour later. They went on TV and they said, that man, as soon as the cameras turned off, said, it's all fake. I'm a fake. None of this is real. I did no such thing. talk about something that in the old days could have been like a duel in the street or something. I mean, they challenged my honor and said that I was a fraud, but you know what? I had them. I'd already uploaded the Bilderberg video, not even knowing that they'd made that claim, because I wasn't watching TV once I was thrown out by security and thrown out of the building. So again, I then pointed out, hey, here's my video of right when we go to break, I had the phone and just had a feeling to do it and turned it on. And then here comes the Bilderberg guy. And here they are telling me I'm a kook and saying, get out of here. I had it all on tape. In fact, I even taped some right there at the end while it was still on. Started pulling it out and getting it going because I just had a feeling. They almost physically attacked me at CNN when I got in the face. I mean, they had their crew guys and people just going, get out of here. Get out of here. Get your ass out of here. And like, they had weird, like, New York detectives all kind of bowed up, waiting at the bottom. I mean, that got caught on video. So I'm just explaining to you what goes on behind the scenes. And that's what Michael Moore has done, the slime bag. Michael Moore, Trump is self-sabotaging his campaign because he's never really wanted the job in the first place. He's running for president to get a better deal for The Apprentice, close quote. Donald Trump never actually wanted to be president of the United States. I know this for a fact. I'm not going to say how I know it. I'm not saying that Trump and I share the same agent or lawyer or stylist, or if we did, that would have anything to do with anything. So he's telling you that's what happened. And I'm certainly not saying I overheard anything at those agencies or in the hallways at NBC or anywhere else. But there are certain people reading us right now, they know who they are, and they know every word in the following paragraph actually happened. And then he goes on to describe how he made it all up and said, give me a bigger deal. I can run for president and show you how popular I am. Trump was unhappy with his deal and host and star of his hit NBC show, The Apprentice. Simply put, he wanted more money. He had floated the idea before the possibility of running for president in the hopes that the attention from that would make his negotiations position stronger. Now, who knows if that's even partially true, that if back in 2008, 2012, sometimes he would flirt with it to get attention. Sure. But see, now he acts like none of it's real. And then he just goes on to say it's all made up. And then on CNN this morning, and we're going to go to break and come back with Steve Quell, stevequell.com, but I wanted to get this out. They were saying the same thing. Trump is getting ready to lose. He's getting ready to step down. He's getting ready to stop. They gave no proof because he wants his own TV network. They know for how many years, five, six, seven, that Trump's openly talked about having a patriot nationalist network. And quite frankly, if he loses, he's so angry about the fraud in this country, he wants to keep fighting. He wants to do that and then position his family to run for president. Just like I'm on air and have a platform to fight the New World Order. That's why I do this. Money isn't a bad thing, and I need it to operate and fund our operation. But I've been offered more money than I personally make a year a decade ago. I was offered Glenn Beck's job before he even got syndicated. They said, we've got a couple people we're developing. Have you heard of Glenn Beck? And I said, no, not really. Well, we got a bunch of affiliates around the country that are ready to pick him up. We're going to put him on Clear Channel. We're making a big deal. And, you know, we want you to be involved in this. But you're going to have to do what we tell you. Didn't do it. So, see, they're always spinning it that I, quote, do this for money. Oh, but it's okay that ABC and NBC and CNN and, you know, all these people, it's okay if some of the Fox hosts make $5, $10 million a year. That's okay. It's okay if Rush Limbaugh makes $30 million a year. It's okay. But see, if you're a patriot and you sell books or water filters or films to fund yourself or coffee mugs or gun sights or sunglasses or water filters, oh, it's so dirty. When you question known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's how they operate. But folks have seen through it. And they go get high-quality products, high-quality nutraceutical supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, and it blows your socks off. The X2, the Lung Cleanse, the Supermel Vitality, the Anthroplex, the Living Defense, Harmful Organism, Detoxer, Harmful Organism Cleansing, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the Colloidal Silver, the Nootropic Brain Force, the Hillary for Prison shirts. We're building our own economy, and it's changing the whole media paradigm. I see the stuff we do now being done on Fox. I know for a fact everybody else is copying it and always have. But just because we're trailblazers, because we had to be, we had to build something new and do something different to figure out how to get the light of truth into this world to expose the New World Order. Now, speaking of somebody that's been doing it longer than I have, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com, straight ahead to break down the latest developments and where he sees the entire planet going. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
People like Barry Goldwater in the 40s, 50s, and 60s were the first wave of resistance to globalism. So was the John Birch Society. An individual, I would have to say, marks the second wave would be someone like Steve Quayle or someone like Ron Paul. And then I mark and Drudge marks the start of the third wave. though Drudge was a lot more successful than I was early on. Drudge and I started right around the same time, 1995 or so. Steve Quayle's going to be with us 20 minutes or 30 minutes in the next hour. Then our reporters join us. This is a brief segment, but I was just talking to Steve Quayle during the break. He's never been so on fire. Everything he was saying was connecting all the dots. Steve, please repeat to the audience what you just said to me over the phone during the break.
Well, Alex, I believe that the whole Hillary for presidency facade that all of the news vomit brokers, meaning the big networks, are putting forth, it's just to keep us occupied. It appears, based on the events taking place today, that and all the executive orders being signed in the last couple of weeks and all the United Nations talk, it will be a miracle, literally, if we have an election. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about this. Let me read you one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Radicals, okay? Hey, a new word, radicules. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Now, what's critical in that statement is to understand the denigration of Donald Trump, the absolute lies about Donald Trump, the absolute ridicule that is going on ad nauseum. First of all, I find it interesting that people who have never done anything, never accomplished anything, are basically paid hacks, are being funded by, you know, the billionaires in the background to take on Donald Trump. The reason that I said on George Norrie, Coast to Coast, before Donald announced his, or Mr. Trump announced his run for presidency, is George asked me on the air, I said, are you endorsing? And at that point, he wasn't Donald Trump. And I said, absolutely. I said, when I see who everybody hates, or the people that hate him, I will stand with the guy always that speaks the truth.
Well, that's key. Now, you were for Trump before he even announced. And I had people over the years reach out to me about Donald Trump and how he was a patriot. And I just wasn't paying attention. But he has been really quietly getting ready for this for 30 years. Now, during the break, when we first got on the line, you were telling me what you wanted to cover today. It was amazing how you were connecting the dots with Greece and with Russia and Ukraine and the Strong Cities initiatives, and suddenly all over the news, we're under UN command, and George Soros' emails are public, how they admit they plan to replace us with jihadis. I mean, this is incredible. This is really happening.
Well, and you've warned about it, I've warned about it. The UN takeover has already been taken over, and I think it's important that people understand from the Greek newspapers. I put one up on my site, you know, it had to go through Google Translate. It's on my alert section, Alex. But the Ukrainians and Russians have started firing at each other. Russia's moved 40,000 troops. So it's not posturing. The other thing that's really troubling is when the whole situation in Turkey went down, I was one of the first guys to say, look, we've got nuclear weapons there.
And now RT and the AP admit the base is surrounded with a whole bunch of nukes. What's happening there? Why don't we just fly the nukes out?
Yep, well, listen, the deal is, and I'm serious about this, every single, jellyfish congressman and senator, they should be absolutely livid, because there's not just, you know, they say 90 B-61 nuclear warheads over there. There are H-bombs at Incirlik. That is NATO's forward staging base. And Russia has effectively, I'm telling you this, they have gelded NATO by going up with Erdogan. And now the Turkish press is calling for, you ready for this, the seizure of all those nuclear weapons. I said, if Erdogan gets the nuclear weapons and given to him by his friend in the White House, we're in big trouble. And, Alex, normally something of that consequence would be so great that you'd think everybody would be heralding it instead of just saying, it doesn't matter. It really matters, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at, do an internet search on hydrogen bombs. You know, they say, they're just...
And by the way, this isn't hype. You were talking a month ago about how jihadis are backing Erdogan. You've got all these coups and counter-coups. Now they're suddenly buddies with the Russians. When Erdogan was just shooting down Russian aircraft just a year ago, major power shifts. And by the way, the Russians have sent a bunch of troops in. Fighting is escalating in eastern Ukraine, and it's not even on our news.
Not at all. And here's the thing. I think Vladimir Putin, again, I'm not a Russophile. I'm just saying truth is truth, okay? But because we've become a nation that bathes in lies, wallows in lies like a pig does in mud, that absolutely can no longer think, that chooses to basically be entertained instead have educated. We are ripe for the taking. And what I think is the point that everyone ought to realize this.
Stay there. We got to come right back. But again, a few newspapers are reporting it, but it's not a big news story. It should be.
We're on the march.
Stay with us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Steve Quayle is our guest, 30 minutes in the next hour. Then we're going to talk to our reporters who are on the ground in Wisconsin in the aftermath of days of civil unrest, brought to you by George Soros and the Communist Party, and that's literally who the police say were running it, was the Communist Party. We're also going to talk some about True Legends, Episode 2, The Unholy Sea, a new documentary film available at TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. put out by Steve Quayle and his amazing crew. This is Discovery Channel quality and information you won't see anywhere else. True Legends, Episode 2, The Unholy Sea, is a previous film as well. TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. For us here, we have the Hillary for Prison shirts. We have the Bill Clinton rape shirts, just getting it out there. This guy settled rape cases while they claim they represent all the women. We have Living Defense, the parasite cleanse, that is just all of the known herbs concentrated in plant extracts to really flush out your system. Has an amazing effect. You can read about the different rave reviews. That is going to sell out because it's so hard to source. It's got so many ingredients in it. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all the listeners that do get the X2 and the lung cleanse and the Super Male Vitality and the other products, because these are great products, number one. But number two, and just as importantly, you're funding this operation. And finally, Amerageddon, the film that was a $5 million budget, is exclusively available on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you get a second copy of it, you get two of my films, Fall of the Republic and Matrix of Evil, free. I guess we sold out of America's Way by Design, so we had to stop offering that one for free and go to Matrix of Evil, that's excellent as well. But Fall of the Republic is really, I mean, that was made 6 years ago, and everything in it, unfortunately, has basically come true. It just blows people away when they see it. It's what they call evergreen. It's more important today than it was back then. So the toll-free number to call and take advantage of that, Amerageddon the movie, get one copy for $19.95, put it in your library, donate it to the library so that hundreds of people can watch it. It really exposes globalism from a fiction perspective and the invasion of America following an EMP by the United Nations. But then you get the nonfiction films with it when you get a second copy, two films free. That's four films for the price of two. And a great way to give it to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community. You're also welcome to show it to your church, as Gary Haven has said. You're welcome to put my films on Access Television or air them on broadcast TV or do whatever you want. A lot of stations across the country are owned by patriots in California and New York, you name it. They just air my films on primetime TV sometimes on UHF, VHF, and cable, and it ends up in the newspaper, and I mean, it has a big effect. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, folks. Go to the sound of the guns. People are ready to wake up to globalism. They're ready to take action against it. And the new film, Amerageddon, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of you that have purchased the film for your support, not just of what Gary's doing and what I'm doing, but of this entire country and this entire world. Okay, I'm going to go now to our guest, Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com, to break down. Because just while he was talking about it, I was really ashamed of myself. I'm going to be honest. In the last few days, the Russians caught Ukrainian troops attacking people, shooting people, and blowing stuff up and attempting to blow stuff up inside Russia proper in a provocation. So Russia's moved a bunch of troops up to the border. They're rolling more troops now into the eastern area of Ukraine that has seceded to Russia, and it's historically been part of Russia, Crimea, that Russia has fought five major wars of, and dozens of small wars. I mean, it's just so many, historians can't decide how many wars. Fighting intensifies in East Ukraine combat zone. I mean, this is being reported by foreign major newspapers. Ukraine Today, you name it. This is not really in our news. In our news, the Washington Post says, while the world is distracted, Putin escalates his war in Ukraine. Well, we're going to get the actual clip of his press conference a few days ago and what he said. But notice, I say I'm watching this. And I'm so busy following 2016 and Trump and the stock market and the announcement that the UN is going to run our local police and just Congress pursuing perjury charges against Hillary and fake polls and Obamacare and all these leaks and all this stuff that's happening, that I get Steve Quayle on. And he goes, you know, a war is escalating. Russian FSB foils terrorist attacks plotted by Ukrainian intel agents in Crimea. That's RT. And again, there's been explosions, stuff blowing up, power lines getting severed. This is a real asymmetrical situation going on. And you've got NATO massing troops right there on the border in Poland and other areas with Russia. This is a really serious time to be alive. So if you're a radio listener, you hear me mentioning these headlines, I'm reading headlines in real time. We're throwing on screen at Infowars.com/show. This is what radio is like on television. You see basically everybody going to this format now. I'm proud of the fact Infowars trailblazed it and is the founder of it in this format. Often imitated and many times duplicated. We actually want to be made obsolete by defeating the New World Order. There'll be new problems. We're not offering some utopia, but I don't want things to be this intense. I don't need things to be this riveting. I don't need to have my heart racing all the time. I don't need to be, you know, I mean, there'll always be corruption and stuff to deal with. We'll always be able to have a show, but I don't want it to be so incredibly cutting edge and so incredibly dangerous that I'm way out here on the tip of the spear. I want to dial back the evil. I want to end it if we could, but, you know, humans are inherently fallen, so we're always going to have problems. The issue is, this is real, folks. This is happening, and all over the world, there's major destabilization. So get into what's happening. You've got the floor, Steve Quayle. Please don't pause or thank me. Just take over, or I'll interrupt. Get into why all hell's breaking loose historically at this one time and what the globalists are really planning, Steve Quayle.
There's no holding back now. We've warned, and now it's all in play. The internet goes down into foreign hands October 1st. I guarantee you there's a secret deal that the UN will consider anything that you, I, or anybody who's talking.
They already admit that. I'm sorry. They already admit that they're going to apply the German and French rules of censorship, and Soros got caught. I said I wouldn't interrupt. I got to back up what you're saying, because you're saying it intuitively. Steve, it's admitted in his new emails, George Soros is running a whole group to target people that criticize radical Islam and shut us down. And now the mayor of London is saying he's going to arrest you if you criticize Islam. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it, Alex. And here's the thing. Again, I want to say this because I wasn't clear enough last time I was on your show last week. The plan is this, ladies and gentlemen, to generate a third world war under the Muslim auspices. And in doing so, that provides the fulfillment of their prophecy that it will be on the back of a global nuclear conflagration that the Imam Mahdi comes on the scene. Now, Alex, I said that 20 years ago, and most people thought, you know, well, Ben, they thought everything that we were talking about was crazy. But here's the thing. We're now seeing Russia, and I just got an email from somebody saying, why are you guys kissing the Russians, you know what? I'm not. I'm saying this. Listen, it is counterintuitive to want the death of however many billion. And see, this is where we are the most naive people in the United States, dumbed down, chemically emasculated from the xenoestrogens in the water. The bottom line is that, you know, I told people, I guess America got stupid when its sperm could no longer count. And it's because of, and you think that's a statement of just, you know, being off the wall. Listen, we are seeing right now the implementation of a pre-World War III scenario. When Russia and China announced, China actually announced shooting one of their new satellites into space that is basically just going to be, you can't break their encryption. Well, what most people don't know is Russia put some of their data on it too. Now, they used to have a system by which if certain command centers of theirs go dead, their military installations and all their hidden weapons are fired almost concurrently and simultaneously.
The Doomsday Plan.
You got it. And they have another name for it. And forgive me, Alex. I used to talk about it all the time. But here's the deal. Look at this, Alex. We are, what is it today? The 17th. The 17th of August.
Well, the Israelis call it the Samson option, but I'm sorry I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
No, that's the Samson option. You know, that's Israel. The Russians have, I think it's called the dead hand option or something like that. Samson option is Israel's, very similar to it, and I'm sure we got it the same thing.
That means bring the whole world down.
Yep, and here's the thing. You know, let me share this. I'm going to go to the 13th rules of radicals because I've got to tell you, look at what they're doing. This is why they're doing to Donald Trump.
And it's why they're so arrogant. It's why they're moving on every front. This is, they're making their move.
Listen, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people. And listen to this, non-institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. So we're seeing this played out. And I believe, and I'm going to say this again, you know, God's got his Trump card to play. I can tell you, when I make that statement, you know, I'll get so many hate emails, I might as well, you know,
forgot that you biblically mentioned Trump way before he announced. How did you do that?
Well, here's the thing. I look at who a man's enemies are, and I think that we're watching right now the total, if you will, the whole world, historically, when the odds are absolutely against speaking the truth. God always has what I call the ram in the bush, okay? And it's based on Abraham and Isaac and offer up Isaac, but God provided the ram for the sacrifice.
It's the deus ex.
I'm sorry?
Deus ex.
Yep. So the thing is that where we're at right now, is that it's all in play. Seriously, Alex, I don't know how you think at night when you, try to shut down. I don't shut down very well.
No. I slept great. Now I just dream about work. The entire night I'm just working.
Well, the bottom line is, and that's an overused statement of mine, makes people crazy. When you cut through all the crap, here's where we're at. We are at World War III time. It's up to the living God to decide when, his hand of protection is taken off.
And the average American is totally asleep.
Yep. And this is one of the most important things I've seen. And I am telling people, look, get it. Do you get it? The internet you've known is going away. That's what Matt Drudge said when he was in your studio. And remember, Supreme Court judge. Okay, so let's take it up to now.
And October 1st, the United Nations has handed the entire control of the internet, the rules, the regulations, the DNC takedown orders, all of it. It is now happening.
And Alex, over the years I've been on talk radio, and some generals in your area, multi-stars and more stars than people are aware of, basically have absolutely validated the UN troops. When people say, where are they? I don't see them. These are just UN vehicles being made.
We're going under UN control, UN regulation, under UNESCO. Loretta Lynch, who has been a UN lawyer for over 10 years, she worked for the United Nations World Criminal Court, and she's announcing our police are going under UN regulations. They are giving UN orders.
Absolutely. And now here's what people have got to understand. The amount of weapons in this country that were pre-staged. You and I did shows. I can remember the topics. I don't remember the years. Almost 15 years ago, even when Bo Gritz was talking about all the ships coming in to the Los Angeles or Long Beach shipyards.
That's my next question. A lot of that was old stuff. Now it's newer Abrams. It's newer fighting vehicles, armored vehicles, brand new fighting vehicles by the thousands and thousands being pre-deployed. I've confirmed in rural areas everywhere to take on patriots. They admit they're training to take on gun owners and veterans. This is insane.
Well, it's not only insane, but the amount of men and materiel that has been moved into underground. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, under George Bush Sr., and you remember, Alex, that he closed down all these military bases. Well, they didn't go out of business. They didn't board them up.
And you and I said that wasn't the case because of our sources, and then they even admitted in that legislation, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, that they retrofitted them as emergency centers for at least 3 million Americans. That was just the first announcement, and indeed they were set up, and that actually happened.
Right, and so the thing is that even in Montana, the amount of weapons is, and by the way, there are pictures of multiple rocket launchers, and it's not all U.S. material. I've talked to C-130 pilots. I've talked to
Well, let's break down then how they would roll out different scenarios, because obviously it's all deception. Start a war with the Russians, then claim that the Patriots are working with the Russians, then start going after us, and it's a U.N. globalist leftist attack here, but then a lot of Americans get in line with it because they believe they're fighting Russian agents. That's kind of the angle I see them developing.
Well, yeah, and that it's not only that, but the Chinese are, actively. I don't think people.
I was going to say the Chinese will be the muscle of the New World Order. That's been known.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay? The amount of advanced weapon systems. When I had nothing to do with my life in the early days of talk radio, I just read Jane's Defense Weekly and talked to a lot of different people. I'll tell you one thing I've learned, and this is true. Russia will tell you what they're going to do. Russia will say, don't do it. Now, I get
it. Russia said, keep deploying missiles that we know have nukes in them. We're going to have to strike them.
Yep. And now we're even having to recognize the fact that, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, half of the U.S. military, who, by the way, declared war on God, cannot, and I'm talking the living God, you can be a Satanist, you can be a Wiccan priest, you can be whatever you want to be, you can be this, that, or the other thing, but if you're a Christian, you're out. but half of their flying assets aren't even fit to fly. And now we've got the lowest combat readiness. And by the way,
so we've been sabotaged. We've been sabotaged.
We've been sabotaged. We are destroyed from enemies within, traitors from within. And this is the thing that gets me. It's not the fact that you've got the biggest liar in history caught with their biggest hand in the biggest pocketbook of literally hundreds of billions of dollars.
The only way you save them is starting a war and then people get in line.
Yep, and that there's still, basically people are saying, we don't care about that. I think this, Alex, I think that what you're seeing right now, not only in the court of earthly perception, but in the court of heaven, all of the indictments against the United States, you see, everybody used to think, we're the United States, we're the greatest. I love the country that we once had. I cannot even identify the country we now exist in. What you have done over the years is say, this is what's in play, this is what's in play, this is what's in play. What I've done over the years is saying, here is how it's going to play out. You too. But what I'm saying is this, is that we're now at the nexus point. We are at the point. We are at the center of the hub of the bicycle tire.
Point of no return, Event Horizon. Let me say this to you then. I've talked about having storable food and stuff because I thought it was a possibility of economic collapse or other things. You see all the disasters and things. I mean, it's just a smart thing to do. Old-timers always did it. You know, in modern times, look how domesticated we are. We don't. I've gone from thinking, okay, there's a chance it'll happen to a probability, now to a certainty, talking to all the top economists across the board. The question is just when, with the elites building armored fortresses in all these remote areas of the world, already leaving. I told people that 6 years ago, and it really accelerated. Now it's admitted, and, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post and the London Guardian. We're not excited, Steve Quayle and I, about being right about all this. Yeah, I'm sitting here personally having to get ready, getting storable food and medical supplies and things here at the office and security plans and solar generators and gas generators, because we're just hoping somehow people in our government or stop the globalists who are admitted foreign agents. Our own government, folks, is hacking. By the way, it's not the Russians. We've now confirmed that they did some earlier stuff. Patriots are the ones leaking the Soros stuff, the Hillary stuff to WikiLeaks and everybody else. They're killing people that are leaking in. But we've never had so many leaks now. They're actually very good quality, but super dangerous to even try to vet. I mean, that's above my pay grade, quite frankly, because finally the government realizes, oh, my God, we've been set for self-destruct. It's sabotage. People finally get that they really are trying to ban the word mother and father and are doing it. They really are saying Christians are the enemy. They really are saying veterans are going to have to be rounded up and re-educated. And Hillary's even saying re-education camps now. It's even on the news. They're getting ready for something huge. They've got evil looks in their eyes. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off in preparation. Suddenly, red brigades are popping up everywhere I go. I see communists and communist flags just running around giggling and laughing. The foreign powers are trying to set up cop killer squads. You can clearly see we're being brought into something really nasty, and this isn't a beta test. If that's what you're getting at here, is there any way to try to avert this? And what do you think the timeline is if we're unable to stop it? Because, I mean, they admit shooting war is intensified between Russia and proxy army Ukraine with NATO. We are now fighting the Russians. It's been going on, but it's escalating now. We've got video that nobody's seen in the West of Putin about to come up, translated. I'm not trying to scare people here. I'm telling you, folks.
Well, can I tell you something? If everything we've told them gently, increasing the feverish pitch of giving them documents. See, again, this. Remember this. You're dealing, I'm dealing, we're dealing with the remnant. You cannot wake up a big enough body of people to vote a difference. What it's going to take, and you asked me this too last time we were on the show together, is an awareness. Now, let me just say one thing about Armageddon. I told Gary, I said, Gary Haven, I said, you've covered 35 issues that it's imperative that people get that DVD and send it to their loved ones or their doubted ones, because the time that he released it early through you exclusively, Alex, was timed with the headlines. There were probably, I don't know, 10, 12 headlines that I picked up on my website. UN this, UN that, Obama this, Obama that, Lynch this, Lynch that. So the bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see something that is so timed, so specific to the time you're living in now, you better get that film. And I'm saying seriously, it is that good, it is that important, it is that timely. And I would say that, Alex, your special is good. It's not enough just to buy one and see one. Buy one, give it away, get it to the people that absolutely are kind of fence-sitters. And I'll say this, Alex, the spiritual realm of this is increasing. Every day on Drudge, more demon stuff, more horrific Satan stuff. They're back to eating people's faces off. I remember saying that 20 years ago, and you know, even you thought I was a little off, you know, off my rocker in those days. But the point is that when you see something in the future, most people cannot grasp it because they don't yet see it playing out, because they go into that
denial mode. But now it's gone from probability to almost certainty that we're seeing major wars, and our elites are so crazy. Samantha Power is laughing about war with Russia. This is Putin a month and a half ago. We played this clip many times. We've got a new clip, but we've got to translate it into English. So that'll be in a special report on the Nightly News tonight, where he's doing even more dire warnings just yesterday about the proxy army starting war with Russia. And George Soros admits he started the overthrow of Ukraine and the war with Russia. But then they tell us in our media, Russia started it. Russia didn't start it. So let's play this clip of Putin warning the world.
How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
And what do they say? This is part of a defense potential, not the offensive weaponry, that these systems are meant to, quote, prevent aggression. This is not the truth. This is incorrect. A missile defense system is part of a whole system of offensive military potential. And all this works as part of a whole that includes offensive missile launchers.
And then he goes on
one complex block.
Do you realize the peril? Do you realize the danger? I'm not going to play it all because we've already played it like 10 times, but you'd think that'd be on U.S. news when the Russian president is talking about this and there's a shooting war going on. Instead, they're trying to teach five-year-olds how to be transsexuals, Steve Quayle.
Well, again, I would call this the Judas news, okay? What basically is, and Alex, imagine, if you've got somebody draw a cartoon, imagine a pedestal TV studio, NBC, CBS, ABC, with a bombed out, destroyed New York, and you've got the television cameras on the set, but everything is cut off, everything is destroyed, and the people are, you know, the people that are the broadcasters are all disheveled, you know, whether they're male or female, asking each other, well, what do you think this really means? That's exactly, I think people are beyond mind controlled zombies.
That's like Fox News this weekend goes, coming up. Is the media biased against Donald Trump? And they came back and concluded it wasn't, Steve. That's supposedly conservative TV now.
Right, and I'll give you a good example. It's like a group of vampires at a vampire convention, okay? And one of them says, you know, we'd have a lot more fans if we didn't kill them all and drink their blood. They all vote, basically, you know, that sounds like we need public opinion on our side. The minute it turns dark, man, they're out, you know, chomping on the necks and sucking the blood of everybody. They are blood-sucking parasites who have sucked the life out of the American people. The bankers are blood-sucking parasites that have taken the hope for the future.
And they don't know when to quit. They don't know when to quit. They don't know when to quit.
Can I tell you something? They can't, because they're like jackals and hyenas, and they're like a bunch of African beasts, you know, on a dead carcass. See, that's what we're seeing, Alex, and that's what breaks my heart. Look, I wish I would have been wrong. And I'm sorry.
Hyenas are going to sit there and eat wildebeest till the nukes go off.
They're feasting on the lazy flesh. And I'm serious. And people don't understand.
No, you're right. Back in 70 seconds. Steve Quayle's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Powerful info. I'm telling you, this is not hype. This is how much trouble we're in. And the average person's out there with soccer moms just sucking their thumb.